Pod leader.
Working models who are working.
Captions pod, crunch.
Pod leader.
Conspiracy theory.
Top pod model math.
Pod leader. That's not very elegant.
Too tall. Too small.
So nice to wear.
I guess.
Hello and welcome to Pod Leadum. That is Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg. And don't worry about the hill so much as how long it is.
What you didn't just hear, listeners, was the giant pause that Alexander had to edit out while I laughed my butt off. I'm J.W. Crumb, an amazing amazement.
No.
I can do it. I can't. I'm broken. Hannah! I want Alex Daniels got a very hard job. I want to make it easy. Okay. I'm JW Crump, an amazing.
No one did you. Anything.
It's not y'all. It's the lie. I'm so sorry.
JW, take three.
No, I'll just pick another line. Fuck it.
No, you could do it. I believe in you.
You can do it.
And even if that's pretty, pretty, pretty. I'm JW Crump, an amazing amazement.
And I'm Alexander Price. Oh, you go up the hill.
And we are here to discuss the final episode of Cycle 11, Episode 12. America's Next Top Model is. .. Except we all know it's the girl who is America's Next Top Model, always and forever, forever. You maroons.
Why slightly change it? Why slightly change it?
Oh, but you know who slightly changed their donation to anchor.fm/podleadum? That's Ooh. Right. Miranda did an upgrade to hers. She went from 99 and then up from that. I won't reveal.
Oh, yeah, but thank you, Miranda. That's so nice. And any of y'all can upgrade your life. Donating to anchor.fm/podleadum. One more time, that's anchor.fm/podleadum to support the show.
And if you have an aversion to typing, it's right there in the episode description, just a click away.
Mm-hmm.
Previously on, they don't say previously on.
Hate. Bad.
How do I even know what's happening?
I get that they're it's doing the summary and whatever. But they actually summarize McKee pretty well, which is consistent photo growth, terrible commercial.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of talk about all of them pretty well.
I can't believe they read Annalie for the peace sign.
Peace loving still. Seems to have mastered her body, but can she learn how to conquer her face in photos?
Okay, this previously on description was very athletic and gladiatorial. There was like a Hunger Games-ness to this because they were like the 14 finalists of Top Model have battled it out in a fierce fight throughout this competition. Is this just to say McKee wins?
I was about to say, is it just alluding to that?
These descriptions are accurate, but also did Paulina just write them?
Yeah, because we also bring back that Sam almost got eliminated because of Jeremy Scott.
Athletic and adorable.
Also, I don't remember this the first time that Paulina talked about Annalie's face, but she says that Annalie has a substantial nose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She has been rotted to Annalie.
She looks like a Dark Crystal character. That is not a substantial nose.
And oh my God, we have to see Jeremy Scott again.
Right into the episode, we dropped the fact that we're going to correct Tyra Mill and Tyra Post. That was a last episode thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And those weird words mean easy, breezy, beautiful. So I'm going to go deep into a conspiracy Annalie stan.
That was the echo.
Doesn't even feel like a conspiracy because it doesn't even feel like the show is trying to hide it. This whole thing is designed to fuck over Annalie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If
Annalie makes it to the final two, she wins.
She will win.
Yep.
You can't justify her not winning if she makes it to the final two.
Yeah, she has the best walk of the remaining people.
Uh-huh. Has an amazing portfolio, no matter what anybody wants to say. Has showed the most growth. In an episode that's obsessed with talking about how they've grown, is the one who's actually clearly grown the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They do everything possible to make sure that she fucks up at this photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, might I say that I would think an Anna Lee conspiracy theory. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
I, when they arrive, first of all, Sam makes fun of CoverGirl.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, CoverGirl. Ah, I'm like, Sam, you want to win this, right?
She just hates being serious, JW.
When that van leaves and Mr. J is there and he goes, behind you. And they go, oh, hey, it's so such a little reaction.
What a prank.
You would have thought with the shirt that he is wearing, they would have gotten more of a reaction.
I think they all hate him.
Yep.
Especially Adelie.
He's mean this cycle.
When he asks them, can you imagine what it's like to have that kind of exposure? She goes, we've been trying.
And then he...
Adelie is great at the sweet burn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have we pointed out that Jay has learned a new word, and that new word is psyched?
Maybe he's a fan of the show. Psych. Really wanted that movie to come back. Let me read my notes.
Please.
I want to do a Hannah Jane style note journey.
Thank you.
Oh God, it's Whitney again. Oh God, her hair. What is this Peabody Awards hair? Peabody Awards, JW. What? And then I looked up what the Peabody Awards were.
Oh my Lord.
Wrote it all down.
That was a journey.
Yeah.
You went somewhere. You're different now.
Whitney has made me a different person.
Okay. I wrote, this is why that journey was confusing for me, because I wrote, ugh, Whitney's hair. I mean here. Because I wrote hair when I meant to write here.
Both are right, though.
Exactly. Yeah. I was so distracted.
She had such good hair the last time we saw her.
Oh, the show is so mad at Whitney. And it's their fault. You're the one who picked her.
Yeah.
Anya was right there.
I don't think Whitney wants to do this either.
There is no way this product brightens your smile.
No.
Unless you were eating it.
Whitney says that some lip glosses are so gross. This one isn't sticky at all. And I was like, wow, we've really grown from the days of virtually sticky free to just not sticky at all now. What was the formulation change, CoverGirl?
This is, of course, going to be their ad for Wet Slick's Amazement Lip Gloss with Crest Peppermint Oil. Gross.
This sounds like that would sting.
Yeah.
And then we have classic Top Model improv style. Tell us how this story works. And no one is on the same except page.
Classic.
This has to be
classic.
This has to be a first ever sepia toned flash forward.
Not only that, but it's their background. And you fade from one contestant to the next while they talk about the commercial, while we show what will be the commercial in the future. And it's the background, like where windmills should be.
But what? How do they edit this for just one winner?
I have no idea.
And when they're not, doesn't it come off like a weird quadruple
kiss
date situation?
Yes. Thank you.
Brent Power would not have let this happen.
Well, that's because Brent Power is not there.
I know.
Alisa Traub is there. And I finally did some research into Alisa Traub. Alisa Traub does not work for CoverGirl. Alisa Traub worked as
Are you saying that Tyron lied to us?
Very much so.
If we can't trust Tyrons, who can we trust?
Alisa Traub worked as a photo shoot producer on America's Next Top Model from 2006 to 2008 and one episode of Canada's Next Top Model in 2007.
Okay.
She was an editor on the book FHM 100 Sexiest Women in the World 2004, as voted by you, the reader.
Oh.
Her Hollywood.com profile is empty.
Devastating information.
She seems to have zero online presence. Many of the various shoots she is listed as a producer had nothing to do with CoverGirl. So it seems like she was perhaps the liaison for Top Model and CoverGirl.
Now, here's my thing. Didn't we meet her and Melrose came out that one day? Remember when Melrose, you pointed out that the time, it was like a funky timeline episode? Because we knew this. We knew that Alisa worked on the show, didn't we?
I think so. She was a photo shoot producer for 69 shoots on ANTM. Nice.
Wow. Nice.
And she was not listed as ever having worked for CoverGirl. Now, this also proves that perhaps the reason we don't ever see Alisa Traub speak is because she would have to be paid more if she spoke in an episode.
That's a good conspiracy theory.
If I were going to reread Jay's book, which I'm not going to, there's definitely an analog for her in that book.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think there's anyone in the world that reads that book twice?
besides Jay.
There are some people that haven't listened to it, but know of the book because of our podcast, and I am happy for that.
Yeah. Who says I'm nervous out of my pants?
Oh, I think you know.
Sam, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she also says, dude, please don't have herpes.
They all say dude now because of Sam. Sam, yeah. Sam has changed them all.
Yo, dude, like, we... they created Annalie and Sam created the Noid. Oh.
We have discovered what the digi-evolved form of a hot ticket boy is, and that's a frickin' jitterbug.
Frickin' too. McKee says frickin' now, and it's because of Sam. They all just started talking like Sam.
McKee's affectation, though, has dropped away.
Oh, well, but don't worry, Alexander. One haircut later, we're gonna get that returned.
Why are there no cue cards? This is a first, right? We've never been in a commercial situation before where cue cards were not available.
Well, we did have in Cycle 9, because that was the whole drama, right? Is that, like, Jenna didn't want to have cue cards.
Right.
So they eventually did have them. Well, no, I'm not saying they weren't eventually given and available, but we have made this the challenge of, like, now you have to memorize it. But eventually they do bring out the cue cards, and they just... This time they just didn't have him prepared, so Mr. J at some point just gives line reads to Annalie, I guess.
You throw up cue cards for Annalie and she's fine.
Exactly.
She wins.
Yeah, because even doing badly, she's still the best one.
Yeah.
She's the only one that understood how to deliver the line. I mean, really close.
Close.
No one else got it.
We also don't learn the male model's name because he looks like one of the Sloopies.
He does.
Maybe he just worked that boat that they were on.
The one who... kisses Annalie without permission out of nowhere? That one?
Yes. We needed an intimacy coach on this shoot, please.
Yeah. I'm glad they kind of sort of let Annalie call that out, because they could have just edited that away. But I was just like, also, I'm sometimes surprised that the show leaves moments like that in, which we could have edited out, that only showed the show in a bad light for letting something like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that Jim DeAnker is a time traveler.
He's the only fashion time traveler?
Uh-huh. He's one of two.
He's one of two known fashion time travelers.
Because it almost feels like Jim DeAnker is trolling us when he comes in and he goes, big surprise, it's me.
I loved this so much. We get more Jim DeAnker talking, shooting. Straight, we've been a little
living.
Deprived. We've been a little deprived in this cycle. We've gotten way more, and of the tired cadence of Jim DeAnker, who did not want to do these talking heads because he was tired from his busy job.
He calls McKee cuckoo in the head, and then we learn that McKee can't give a high five,
but he likes
it. He prefers to wrestle.
Yeah.
But also, Jim DeAnker likes it. He likes it because Jim DeAnker's been there the entire time. I actually think his critiques and summations of each of the three remaining finalists is actually really well put.
Yeah.
Like, he actually seems to know, and he's not saying anything for drama's sake.
No.
He's just giving, like, oh, here's how a photographer would probably talk about these three potential models. Annalie's eye makeup. What happened? She looks real different, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's an eye makeup situation.
It made her eyes look so small.
Yeah.
I don't.
And Paulina has canonically told us that she's got the biggest eyes in the world.
Back at the house, Sam pulls out her tiny readers to read the tire mail, which I found very endearing. And then, JW, if you were crazy over last week's quotes.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine how you felt about the trio of human windmill, the good bitch of the East, and smiling with the eyes.
Not one of these was said at all.
No.
Also, good bitch of the East.
I don't know what that means. Like, I know what it's referencing, sort of.
Also, how dare they put those three things on the screen and not credit a single one to anyone?
They're too specific to not.
And we didn't see, like, some of the quotes we've seen in the past, I'm like, no one said that, but they said something kind of like that, and maybe they're editing it so it can fit into the photo. Not one thing was said that was similar to any of those.
And again, to our point in a previous episode, if you're going to do this, edit in them saying this if they did indeed say it. Because I'm sorry, the Witch of the East, and I know it's bitch, I just don't want to keep saying the word, but like, that's so specific. I would have loved if it was like, Nigel. You're like, what?
Also, I love Annalie being like calling out the show and being like, oh, it sucks that mine's only going to be up there one day.
Also breaking the world again, because it's like, oh, this isn't a week. This is a day.
A day.
I feel like she knows even now. She has a quote about wanting something. So when you want something this badly, it's painful to know that it could be over so fast. And I'm like,
she knows.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. And also, it's so sincere. In a season of a lot of genuine, seemingly heartfelt and sincere quotes and talking heads from Annalie, this actually broke my heart a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we head to the first panel where Tyra's hair and dress combo is not doing it for me.
She dressed like McKee last week.
I feel like I didn't see the bottom half, so I couldn't see the tights, but yes.
Oh my gosh, that is so true though. Also, did the panel room get bigger or bigger? Did we just learn
it's
angles
so much bigger?
I don't know. I think it's actually there's just zoomed in more, so we don't see how tiny everything is,
I guess. So it but looks it, I wrote down it seemed a lot bigger to me.
Yeah, not so much the judging table, that's no. always going to be the tiniest thing in the world, but
that's, oh my god, JW conspiracy theory.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
They made the judging table that small so Tyra could reach everyone when she flung her arms out at the end.
Yes. Yes. She wanted to make sure she slapped Paulina right in her face.
Tyra says the phrase, 17 magazine cover try, as though that is a word combination that can be used.
I know that wasn't approved by Anshokat.
No. Not.
Cover try? That can't be a phrase.
And she said it like we've heard that word before.
Yeah, like it was what she said every cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just shoot. Cover shoot.
But it's not. It's going to be the possibility of a shot. if it doesn't get picked, it gets destroyed.
It's the idea of a shot.
The guest is Adi van der Kormenacker, and Tyra barrels through that name.
Yeah.
The last picture of this guest judge seems so photoshopped. Like, it's a real picture, but it's on a weird runway background, and it's also cropped in such a weird way that it's only from knees up, and it looks like he's sinking into the ground.
He also does not care about being there. He's like, yeah, they're all pretty.
Oh, he all but says, this isn't my decision, right? Whoever you want.
I guess you wanted me here because I'm designing the show, but I don't know why I'm here. They all seem plausible, so just pick two.
Which almost has the indirect result of him being like one of the most pleasant guest judges we've ever had, because it's all just pretty nice.
The phrase, the newest, most difficult cover girl phrase to say, a boost of breath freshness.
Breath freshness is mean-spirited.
You're asking for breast freshness.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Why did this look so green screened when we saw them on an actual boat?
I don't know. I think something went wrong. There's
something that looks fakey about this whole commercial.
But my favorite part of the entire thing is that little piece of mint that is perched atop a stack of lip gloss.
I know it was my opening quote, and I'm sure Alexander edited it out, but there were about 3 minutes of me cackling to myself and I'm going to do it now, and you're not going to edit it out, so people know there is nothing funnier to me in this commercial copy than when they have to kiss the dude and his only line is amazing. And then with all sincerity, they reply as if correct him. Amazement. Just if any of you in real life, the next time you see me call anything amazing, I'm just gonna deadpan amazement right back. I'm sorry, guys. I'm crying so hard. It's so stupid
because it's such a stretch.
But also, it's not even presented like like or ooh amazing or like a. Amazement. It's not even like a one-up. It's a amazement. You missed your line.
It's like the improv exercise three lines where you just have two people stare at each other and they have to add something. And so that person was just like, oh, amazing. What can I add to that? Amazement. It's so fucking stupid. And I'm sorry, I can't imagine that McKee, who gets to deliver it in the final commercial, was the best at that lie.
No.
Oh, well, because clearly, even McKee's though they
try the least in this commercial, also. Yep,
they have to cut around Anna Lee. Like, Anna Lee gets so much voiceover because she's the only one that can speak.
Also, one of the things that they keep in from McKee is her falling onto this dude. In a way that did not seem safe.
I mean, that's McKee's whole thing.
Now, I do like the cuteness, and I don't know if it was the first time this has ever happened or not, but I like all three of them each getting one word of easy breezy beautiful. That's always cute to me.
But and then Amelie's still the best.
Oh, absolutely.
When she comes out and she's like, I'm with my friends. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I guess there is something objectively funny about Sam just going, easy.
Something's hard to Sam first. Mm-hmm. And the show continues to force me to agree with Nigel.
Oh my god.
When he says of Sam, you were distracted by yourself, it seemed. Because there's never been anything more on brand than Sam just being distracted by herself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They say that her accent wasn't a problem. What accent?
She's not very good, y'all. No,
she's not very good.
To be more engaging.
Yeah.
Sam is fully letting her nerves get to her.
Yeah.
And I think that Sam never thought she would make it this far and that she was going to have fun with this. And now that this is real and they are doing real things like real commercials that might make it to air and stuff like that, Sam is, as Mr. J would say, fully psyching herself out.
Well, and she doesn't like to be serious. So I think walking in with knowledge of stakes weighing on her is exactly a recipe for not doing well.
Yep.
And this photo is so Uncanny Valley. There, these dead eyes.
I'm gonna say it. I think this might be the worst cover girl headshot photo that we've ever had. This is rough.
Natasha.
No, I'm not. It's pretty bad.
It's for a lipstick, and the light is bouncing off of her face in such a way that you can barely see her mouth.
Yeah,
she looks like an android.
She also kind of doesn't look like herself, and not in a positive way.
No.
And the thing is, she's notably got those downturned lips, so you would think there'd be a way to really do a good lipstick ad that's a little unique to her and her brand.
But they did this smile, which this is so bad. This is so bad.
Yeah.
Annalie is next. They only show the bad parts when she comes up.
How are we pretending that this is not exactly what a CoverGirl photo is supposed to be?
I think the makeup is not pleasant.
Yeah, the makeup work was bad and it hurts the photo overall, but this is classic CoverGirl.
Yeah. Oh, it looks more like an actress headshot. What are you talking about?
That's nonsense. I will say what I don't like about this photo is that her shoulder looks like her body and it is a weird angle, but I think that has to do with the fact, and I think it's Sam's too, because we have the CoverGirl treatment of you can't have a blemish, you can't have a line, you can't have a wrinkle. You know, normally when you see a body, the twisting helps differentiate how a body fits together.
Yeah.
Because we get none of that, it looks like her body is flat when there's twists and turns.
I can see what you're saying.
But I think she looks nice despite that. And her hair looks great. This is a great shampoo
hair
ad.
Looks great.
Conditioner ad.
It does feel like a hair ad.
I think her smile looks great.
I think it looks better than Sam's, but I don't think it's like the best smile ever or anything, but I agree. Like the hair's amazing. And I wish the eye makeup was fixed or whatever. I don't know enough about makeup. It just feels like her eyes looked odd both in the commercial and in this. And by odd, I just mean different than how Annalie normally looks.
Yeah.
Well, and then we get into this conversation about she was trying to not be sexy because Jim was telling her not to be sexy. And Tyra's like jumping on that. She's like, don't blame the photographer. You have to do that yourself. Like, okay.
Well, it just felt like she was trying to start a conversation and Tyra was not going to have it.
Nope. Immediately shut down. And she just looks so apologetic the whole time. And it's just not her fault.
Her choking up and stuff is, again, just, I haven't felt this heartbroken for a contestant in a while.
Especially one that you thought you were going to hate.
Right?
McKee is last. Because we didn't see any of McKee in the actual commercial, and we see it here, she still has that weird energy and way of speaking.
It's better than her last one.
Which is saying nothing.
She's the only one who you can say improved from the last commercial.
But the big stinking deal they make about Annalie I think when you memorize, wow, you can't do it. But McKee, you just come alive when you don't have a teleprompter. neither of those things is true.
No. I think this photo is really pretty.
Yes. It's the best of the photos.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yes, I agree. There is something about McKee's mouth that I really don't like in this photo, because it looks photoshopped to be like her bottom jaw is going to unhinge from her. And we know that she has long lips, but
the thing about this for me is that I think her hair's grown out to a length that it's starting to look a little fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you already thought it looked fake.
Yeah. I always have felt this like solid, no texture kind of like color they put on her hair was not doing her any favors, but I've generally gotten used to it. And I was like, oh, this hair is not it.
It's getting wiggy.
Yeah.
Her eyes are beautiful in this photo though.
Oh yeah.
I think she's got the connection to the camera.
Yeah. Here. Then we learn before we head into private panel, and this feels really shady, Mr. J designed this runway.
It is so interesting.
And the two of you who get to walk it are so lucky.
Mm.
I'm going to say that the person who gets eliminated probably saw this and was like, I'm the lucky one.
Private panel. Only Miss J stands for Annalie.
Yeah,
it's such a shame
that she's the only one who can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
He fully calls McKee Lurch.
And does a decent impression.
He does. I think actually Paulina says that McKee has the lurch thing about her. And then Ms. J does the impression, which was a solid impression.
Yeah. Solid impression, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And give me Paulina as Morticia, right?
Yes.
But I say that about every tall person I see. So they finally do kind of state something plainly that is true, but it's weird that it took them so long to figure this out, that in person, Sam looks like a catalog commercial model, but she's actually very good as an edgier editorial model. And I'm like, yeah, that's her whole deal. And you've been trying to put her in that commercial box. And I'm going to say it, never defended Celicia, but I remember saying this about Celicia too. And I think it's true. I think Celicia, they were like, you're a commercial model, so you should be good at this. And then she actually did better at slightly more editorial stuff. Mm-hmm. Not to the level Sam's done.
Yeah.
No.
But I feel like, I'm just like, why can't you just judge her based on her pictures?
They're stuck on this in-person mall thing.
Yeah, what is commercial in-person? I mean, for Celicia, it was pretty smile. Yeah. For Sam, it feels like slightly thicker thigh.
I mean, athletic body.
Yeah.
Cheryl Teagues was never a editorial model. Otherwise, this is nothing of a private panel. Even the show's like, we know what's happening. Let's just continue.
Yeah, I even put, this felt like the most casual and least agonizing private panel ever in terms of like them agonizing over who to eliminate. It felt like they started private panel and was like, Annalie, mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
McKee gets called first.
Which, if you're going by photos, is correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Then the epic trolling of Annalie hits
your weakness
full force.
Is your soft, sweet commercial face. Yeah, you wouldn't want that for CoverGirl.
You realize your prize is a commercial contract, right?
In a 17 magazine shoot.
And in person, Sam is still stuck in the mall.
So who competes with McKee? Is it Annalie, the girl with the striking high fashion poses, which you've hated on up until now?
With a face that's on the commercial side.
Or is it Samantha, the girl with high fashion striking photos? So seemingly the same thing as Annalie.
Yeah, they basically said the same thing.
Sam should have gone home here. Sam should have gone home last week.
Yep.
Sam should have gone home last week.
Sam definitely should have gone home here.
And then Marjorie could have messed up this commercial and our final two could have been McKee and Annalie.
But that was unacceptable because then Annalie would have won.
Yes, yep. But literally Tyra says to Sam's face, you're not winning.
Okay. This was ridiculous. This made me mad. This made me upset for Samantha. Regardless of whether you win this competition or not, you have to master how you look in person and that smile to make money. Is not literally what she said, but basically what she said to Sam's face after she saved her. That's what you say to the eliminated person.
Uh-huh.
But then what she says to Annalie is even more bizarre.
Oh my God. Hello.
Quit modeling.
First she says hello, which is insane.
Hello. Are you proud of yourself?
You should be proud of yourself. One thing you shouldn't be proud of is that commercial that you did.
And Paulina thinks that you're a star actress that can get a lot of modeling campaigns. You know, this prize that we're offering.
So that's the direction you should go in.
Okay.
I can't believe she just told her to quit modeling, essentially, right?
Yes.
You're actually, no.
She told one person, you're not winning. Then she told the other person, you suck. You can act.
It was as if we should have turned the camera and just seen McKee taking her final winner photo. Right? Oh, are we still doing stuff? Oh, sorry, guys.
Annalise says something. Regrets are mistakes that you don't learn from. Which just, at her age, and going through what she's just gone through, it's just so full of poise.
Right.
And intelligence. Yeah, I came away from this cycle just such a full Annalise stan. I want her to braid my hair. I'm very happy that we're about to get a good update because she deserves it.
Yeah, the nice thing about Annalise Tipton, which is her last name, is that we all were pretty familiar with her update because she's become a household name. As Alexander mentioned in another episode, both Annalise and Samantha appeared as guest stars on an episode of the television series Big Bang Theory in 2008. And by herself in a different role in 2015, 7 years later, she made her film debut in The Green Hornet and played a babysitter who has a crush on Steve Carell's character in Crazy Stupid Love. And I feel like that's like...
Yeah, that's where I remember her.
Yeah.
Terrible plot line, but she was very good.
Oh, sure. Prompting the New York Times to call her a face to watch. And they should have said a commercial face to watch. No.
With a substantial nose.
She was cast in the third season of Hung, playing Sandy, a young gigolo's scheming fiance. I haven't seen Hung, but that's a great character description. And she was in Warm Bodies. I think she was on the poster for that.
Yeah, she was in
Lucy, Two Night Stand. And I watched this whole series, ABC's Manhattan Love Story, where she was the co-lead with Jake McDormand from ABC Family's Greek, and then reunited to play his one-time date, Lauren, on the remake of Murphy Brown, which he was a star of. So they're like a TV couple twice now. That's amazing. And I mean, the list goes on. She is still acting, still doing stuff. Her most current project is in post-production called The Long Home. That's a film. She's been on so much. She was also in Limitless, Jake McDormand's show that he starred in. So they're just like best buds or something, because I don't think I don't think there's a romantic connection. It's like a husband and wife team. I think they're just buds because they starred together in Manhattan Love Story. And she's been in a Passion Pit music video. Amazing. And I mean, I'm sure I could look up other stuff, but the thing about Annalise is just has great career.
Yeah. Yep. Rivals Cassandra.
Truly.
I remembered liking Annalise, and I remember JW not liking Annalise. And what a delight of a person. Just a good person. She seems like a good friend and a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why I disliked Annalise, and I know it's because now we've gone over the entire cycle and my mind's changed so much. And again, it is great when I get to be pleasantly surprised by someone. I think I just really connected to this dorky, yo, peace-loving thing. Yeah. And I think like my idea of what her personality was like, I don't know.
A little try-hardy.
Yeah, I think it was that kind of thing. Like, and you know, you remember the fight, the 3 versus 3 thing, and she was on Team Marjorie Alina.
Right.
And so I think my mind associated her with some of like the less pleasant things about Alina and Marjorie's time on the show. But yeah, I love Annalise.
Mm-hmm.
I love Annalise. And I'm so glad she's had a career that seems to be something she's passionate about and good at, and to be fair to Paulina,
was also
a good actor.
It did feel like she's like, I'm gonna spit in Tyra's face though, about like, you want to tell me what my career is, fine, I'm going to be a better actor than you, fuck off,
I have a great career and I'm gonna go way beyond any winner you've ever had.
I feel like no one remembers that she was on this show.
No, it's like a fun fact about her. Kind of like how I sometimes forget Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson were American Idol
winners.
I was
gonna say Jennifer Hudson, but same thing. Yeah.
Well, two things. McKee brought her koala to the photo shoot to work. And also, what is this pink cape?
To be fair to her, it was bring her koala to work.
Yeah, well, what is this pink cape on the back of Anne Choquette's outfit?
I think it's part of the shirt.
It was not a good...
Before we we get to this, though, there is a flash cut from the same bridge where they cut from a bike with one person to a bike with two people, as if that person teleported to that bike. And we got the famous Anne Choquette line that people love to say online. Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Anne Choquette is pissed that Amelie is not there.
Yeah.
She almost cancels the photo shoot.
She's like, ugh, just put them in hats, I guess.
I do like Samantha's 17's perfect. I was 17 like 3 months ago. That's cute.
Oh.
We're not skipping Anne Choquette rolling back in her chair with that quizzical look on her face. What happened?
Sam's photo.
Just, I've got to mimic it. No one's going to see it.
Maybe she spotted the koala.
Anne hates this job now.
They ruined Anne.
I really wonder if she comes back next cycle. I honestly wonder if we've seen
that. Yeah. We transition with some Kidz Bop sexy background music.
I'm sorry. That's an amazing, first of all, it's an amazing thing to say. Second of all, I really hope that there is like an editor of 17 magazine who had to appear on Top Model group chat with like Anne and Atusa. Just, they check it every couple months. Eat some pasta.
It's a support group.
Yes. Every time Tyra comes out with something new, every time there's a Smize cream update, they're just like, gosh. You okay? Ladies. Hey, ladies. And it's hey, called ladies. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Hello, ladies.
Oh, Hannah, in the podcast, we'll never come up with something better. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So they head to the runway show.
Mr. J is wearing a very classy, raw t-shirt.
He's so angry there's not a skull on it.
I did not understand how stupidly difficult for no reason this runway was.
For no reason.
I didn't. I remember this runway. I remember the hills. I did not remember the general aspects of it. And I love that, as your opening quote, you know, was Hannah, Mr. J being like, it's not about the hills, it's about how long it is. And both of them are not gonna let that stand. They're like, no.
The hill.
The big hill? The small hills.
Do we go fine. Up that hill or down that hill?
Well, it's mixed with sand.
So just put your toe, run on your toes. Excuse me?
When you later, in a few minutes, when we see how fast, the amount of speed that they have to get up that fucking hill.
For no reason.
And it makes the clothes look worse.
It also just makes them not model and walk as well as they could have because they're so nervous about hurting themselves.
Uh-huh. I'm probably out of breath.
This is something you might do, even though they shouldn't, for like a challenge on an episode. Not for your finale.
Episode 3.
With real models. With other real models that had to do this.
How mad was Ananda?
So mad.
Who won Holland's Next Top Model Cycle 4. And it was cool to see her in her, as I said, her Kelsey ballerini dress, which is all country sparkles.
Also, you want to know something really interesting about Holland's Next Top Model and Ananda?
You know I do.
Okay. The way that the Holland Top Model finales are done live.
Oh.
The audience votes on the top four the week before the finale. The one with the lowest votes gets eliminated, and then the judges score the top three, and those scores are added to the audience vote, and then the winner wins because of math.
Even better.
I drifted off in the middle of that explanation. I'm not going to lie.
Also, does Whitney arrive late?
This show hates Whitney so much. There's one amazing shot of her looking harried and tired. And then there's Jay yelling, "Are we pulling this drape back for Whitney?"
As though her plus size model self can't get through the curtains.
They're just so mean to Whitney. It's almost gotten to the point where I'm becoming more on Whitney's side because the show hates her so
because
much.
Because they picked her. You did this.
I know.
No, also, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. Like,
oh, yeah?
You can't be this mean to her anymore. She was your choice.
Yeah.
When Tyra comes backstage, that censure was not approved by Addy von den Kronenacker's team.
No.
And then when she says, I don't know if anyone else caught this, when she says, "So you guys go out there and make mama proud, okay? Yes, mama. You're black mama. Yes, black mama."
Oh, captions. Let me catch that. And I just wrote, oh, no.
The other thing I could not stand about that is that she went, "Are you nervous?" And they went, "Yes, very nervous." And she goes, "No, but you should say that you're nervous.
It helps you not be nervous."
Also, starting now till the end of the episode, Samantha's about to throw up. She's nervous in a way that gives you secondhand nervousness.
Is this why McKee's accent comes back double the force because she's so nervous?
Backstage McKee is fully British.
I can't do the accent, so I hope one of you can. Because there is one sentence, one talking head, that another person takes over her body. And Eliza Doolittle comes out. Sheena's impression from earlier.
Right. We learned something really that I didn't know, is that Jim DeYonker has to also be audio engineer on these runway shows.
Thank you. This was weird, right?
Why is he having to press track one?
Let him go. Let him go, top model. I appreciate him being here, but let him go.
Yeah, let him watch. Okay, I have several questions about this runway show, obviously, but it seems like a lot of people are there. Okay, why aren't some of them seated in, like, the center? This seems like this was actually made...
I know why. So, because they, when they end it, they don't go up the hill. So, if there were people there, they would have to all go up the hill around the people.
Ah, got you. Interesting. Miss J starts the show leading someone by a leash
in a gimp suit
who has a giant matching the runway pink balloon. Miss J at some point just leaves.
Yeah.
Miss J didn't want to put on a different outfit for a walk down the runway. The most cash Miss J has ever been at any runway show.
And then this model that he's been leading pops a balloon from their head. And I cannot imagine how loud that was for that person.
Yeah, it's a traditional Dutch balloon walker.
On a leash.
You know, it's Dutch. Dutchland.
He was wearing clogs. It's fine. Okay, the lyrics for this song that play. It is by...
I can't, y'all.
It is by...
I can't do this anymore. this runway.
It is by... The DNC, which stands for the Dual Nations Collective.
The Democratic National Convention.
What are the Dual Nations?
We don't know, but there's a DJ named Chobo and a writer named Joachim J. Riggs, who both live and work in Norway. Oh. If you pull this song up on YouTube, you will get a picture that has a still image of Zach Braff and Donald Faison in a boat.
Wait, so are the Dual Nations JD and Turk?
Who knows? So the lyrics of this are, "When I see you, boy part. When I see you, baby, I be like num num. No doubt, girl, I want to bite off that num num. Go ahead, girl, feed me with that num num. I gotta have it, give me the num num. Girl part. When I see you, baby boy, I be like num num. Mmm, boy, I want to bite off the num num. Go ahead, boy, feed me with that num num. I gotta have it. Give me the num num." This song is actually a bop when you hear the full version. You can't find the rest of the lyrics, but also lyrical captions crunch. They change it and make it worse. "When I see you, baby girl, I feel like na-na. Oh, that girl, I want to buy your banana. Go ahead, girl. Fill me with that na-na. I gotta have it, so give me your na-na."
I can't say that that's that much worse.
I can't.
If only because... How can num-num be so many different things?
Yeah, this is a smurf of a situation, and I am not comfortable. What? And there was a part of me that was even like, oh, they changed the genders. And I was just like, JW, stop looking for positives in this song.
Serious question. Is this the weakest final two walkers that we've ever had on the show?
Yeah, one of the worst.
Yeah, now I think Sam got so nervous and this runway was so stupid that I don't think Sam was successful at all except for picking up the back of her dress that one time and giving it some flow down the stairs.
She couldn't walk in heels.
Also, they suspiciously fast-forward through Whitney going up the hill.
Did Whitney not?
I think they paused and then she was like, I'm going to walk up the stairs. Because if I was Whitney, I'd be like, no.
No. I remember McKee as being a better walker than this.
Also, McKee smirking is not it for me.
Yeah, she kind of gets like a parody of a model face on her. This was rough. I agree with you, Hannah, that I think that this was the worst. I kind of think it might be the worst final runway.
Yeah, because terrible hill notwithstanding. Just the walking was not good.
No.
Yeah, because besides Big Hill, the rest of this is a pretty normal runway, all things considered.
It's yeah, except it's flat on the ground, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Mr. J, calm down. Walking around being like, this is a fashion show, people. You've become a parody of yourself.
Yep. The skull on the back of his jacket as off-brand Fat Boy Slim's Praise You plays.
When they run up the hill the first time, and that's what they're doing, as Hannah has said, they have to run. This is a speed thing.
That's a Kate Bush song, right? Running up that hill.
Yeah. And then the second time they come out, I put, oh no, now they have trains on the dresses.
Yes.
Why make it more dangerous?
This is just so not the look for these clothes. Also, this runway just does not match with these sort of high-end David's Bridal dresses at all.
You say David's Bridal. Did you know Addie Vandenkromenacker does the Dutch royal wedding dresses?
Who did he owe a favor to?
Yeah, seriously.
Also, it seems suspicious. Their second runway outfit, it only seemed like the two of them walked. Like the other models were like, I'm not going up that hill again.
Oh, yeah. Ananda was never. She was like, I won.
Whitney's like, I'm doing it once, barely.
That being said, I've joked about it, but like, I like seeing the cycle for Holland's Next Top Model winner. And I wonder if we'll see that again in the future when they go over to other countries. Now the top model has international versions of itself, because that's fun.
I do too.
When Tyra comes backstage to compliment them, she says, these are professional Dutch models and you just stood out. Yep.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah. Also, I think it's just not a great look on Tyra that Mr. J jokingly says, so you can try the hill if you want. And she's like, no.
Oh.
And runs away.
He wants to be fired.
Well, but how cool and badass would it have been if Tyra's like, okay. And then rocked it.
It would have been amazing. Never going to happen.
No. How much time do we think it took Tyra to change into her chief commander of evil look?
Well, full circle, right? This is... we started with aliens. Now they're deciding which one model will represent all of mankind and which one will be killed. These shoulders, this bouffant, the eyeshadow,
this hair,
the hair.
And look, I'm from the South. Hair should be high to heaven, closer to God, but this is a lot.
But it should be also away from the side so Satan don't get you.
Yeah, you get how hair works.
These dresses that they come in are cheap knockoffs of the dresses they were wearing in the show.
Yep, it's the catalog version.
I'm so glad y'all said that, because I couldn't tell, but I felt like there was something weird going on.
It's just fabric wrapped around their waist. Then Tyra says,
if you're ready for the grossest part of this episode, you both walked into this competition as little girls, and now you walk in as lovely, young, sophisticated women.
Why? When did this become a finishing school and like the worst part of every movie?
It feels like they're still shitting on Sheena somehow.
That one went away. The unclassy one.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like this whole cycle. And I feel like this is the bad treatment of Sheena, Nikisha, and a bunch of other folks. Somehow became about being classy, quote unquote, unquote, unquote.
Well, it's a rebuke to Whitney.
Yeah, but the band was top model, not ready to handle that.
No, I agree.
When Paulina gets introduced, she does the world's slowest wink.
As though she is Lucille Bluth.
Yes, absolutely. Are we ready? Let's do it at the same time, Hannah. Are we ready to review our entire life here at ANTM? Okay, we can't do it together. Sorry, you do it.
No, are we ready?
Let's do it as a trio. Okay. Oh, just like a CoverGirl suit. Perfect.
God damn it.
Nope. Sorry. Never ending. Ready? Are we ready?
I will not participate.
You do it, Alexander.
No, I don't have it.
I
was just trolling you.
Okay. Too. Are we ready to review our entire life here at America's Next Top Model? Our entire life.
Remember you.
Here's your polling photo.
Will you remember me?
Sexy swimsuit.
You were in a swimsuit.
Give us the remix.
The four photos they choose are very strange.
Well, especially since all they do is shit on the first one.
Yeah.
I do feel kind of happy for Sam that they tell her how much they love that she touched her dress. I feel like somewhere Jeremy Scott is like dying.
So they start with the polling voting shoot, as they call it. And this is both like a photo for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for Sam, it could be modeling 201. Tyra's been to college.
Sophomore year.
I think neither. And I think Sam edges McKee out from these photos.
Yeah. But why would you show this one?
Why would you show this one?
Showing growth?
Yeah, that's my assumption, is they want to show growth, but they've never done that in the past. If anything, they did revisionist history.
Yeah. Next is swimsuit ad, which I think is now super close between the two of them.
Yeah. They're both good.
Two of the best this week, followed by, you know, you said that there was the grossest part of the episode, Hannah.
I know, and yet
I'm gonna place my bit. Uh-huh. Which is when talking about Sam, and she was a baby model, and there's like, wah, mama, I'm a model. And I can't even do it as bad as,
wah, mommy, I'm a model.
And McKee has good muscles, not muscles that bulge and get in the way.
Of what?
Also, that's modeling. We've had so many finales now where they bring up something that was never edited in or mentioned before.
No.
It's odd to me that this happens so consistently now, as if they just ran out of stuff to talk about. And so maybe they've always been talking about her more athletic frame, but now they decide to mention it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did like that they finally just said clipper ship. I was like, now we learned what that was.
Right?
Great.
I think they learned what it was.
Oh, I bet so.
And I'm sure y'all caught when they show the photos that Tyra took. There is a Tyron that says the Tyra shoot.
Yeah.
It's just what it is now. And look, it is a show starring Tyra, mm-hmm. made by Tyra. The Tyra shoot is a thing that is consistent now.
For Tyras by Tyras.
I'm okay with it saying that. I do, or them calling it that. I think it's goofy to put it in a Tyron.
Well, this is also the first time we've had Tyrons over the explaining what it is.
Yeah, we're looking at the pictures and you're speaking.
We don't need to. Yeah, also it's strange because this is now two pictures that I think Sam did better in both. So Sam maybe has three to McKee's two.
And her ship one wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said McKee.
They kind of said McKee.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if I put swimsuit McKee, clipper ship McKee, mm-hmm. for her two, and then I like edge out Sam for the first one, and then I think Sam steals the natural and I think edges out McKee.
We'll never understand the erasure of the CoverGirl shot in the final discussion. It is the most important shot thing that they take all cycle.
And if anything, if you're going to hand it to McKee, show the CoverGirl shot.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I mean. It seems like they're trying to be sneaky about what they've done all episode.
Yeah, why start now?
Yeah.
There is a hard cut.
This time skip to private panel.
Nigel, you start, baby.
Nigel is talking so much.
I do think it's very telling that he says it's not a personality contest alone, for sure.
Yeah.
Because suddenly the most important thing has become, oh, they're both such nice, sweet girls. What sweet girls we have in the final two. Oh, so nice and sweet.
He also says they're both really tall, okay? They're both kind of linebacker-ish. Excuse me?
I have no idea where any of this is coming from.
No, either. Well, the walks. It has to be the walks. They are trying to justify to themselves how their final two walk this poorly.
They're talking over Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Miss Jay gets cut off real hard. Mm-hmm. And then Tyra and Paulina Tyra and Paulina almost accidentally agree with one another, but only in disservice to Miss Jay talking.
So then McKee wins. And they choose this photo of McKee to show on the screen.
Once again, how are you not showing the cover girl shot?
Or I would even give them right post makeover shot, because that's your collage photo. Sure. Either those are the two choices, though.
But now the Tyra photo that wasn't very good.
And then Tyra regrets this decision
immediately.
Because McKee does something that's cute.
Yeah.
And goes up and hugs Tyra and then picks her up the slightest bit.
Oh my God, it's so small.
Her toes were brushing the ground.
Yeah. Oh, that's a first. You go celebrate over there with them. And brushes McKee aside. Sam has a sweet thing about, I never saw myself as a pretty girl. Now I do. Nigel mysteriously leaves.
We cut to Paulina and Miss J holding on to each other like they're on a slowly sinking ship.
Well,
it might be.
It might be. We don't see this room ever again.
Oh?
Except Nigel comes back because, ooh, let's go next door where Nigel is here to shoot you gorgeously.
But also, this is so suspicious what happens here, because once again, budget season of Top Model. We need to do things immediately. We take photos of McKee in a dress that she is not in for the photo that we see.
Nope.
Okay, good. I also thought that I just wasn't understanding what was happening correctly, because especially the first photo they show of McKee, which is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
is definitely a different dress. And a pretty dress at that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dress.
Yeah. It almost seems like Nigel didn't actually take the shots that they used. And so they're trying to show him taking shots, but then show photos that he did not take. And then I can't believe the show let us see behind this curtain. We see a shot of McKee, and then we see the same shot of McKee with Tyra post photoshopped into.
So clearly.
But not beyond clearly, obviously. Like it's not even a slightly different photo. It's the same back to back.
I can't believe we saw that. I can't believe we were shown that.
And I wonder if Tyra was going to take the picture with McKee, but then McKee hugged her again and Tyra ran away.
I was like, McKee, it worked. I really feel like she did it on purpose. And she gets a very, like, we learn a lot about McKee very quickly.
We learned a lot about Sam, too. That was a new storyline.
We have one of the longer montages of, like, growing up pictures. And do you guys...
She said every hair color.
Well, seriously. Yes,
and I remember thinking to myself, and this is probably the stupidest thought I've ever had, as the hair was changing, I was like, oh, I wonder when her hair turned black. And then I was like, that was on the show, JW.
But the fact that she'd been modeling since she was 15 and that she had wanted it for so long.
Yeah, that's a new story that was suspiciously kept out of her storyline.
And Top Model was like, her last chance. Like, that's so different than the narrative we got.
Of a boxer that stumbled into modeling.
So and then to end it on a Tyra mail to McKee. Go out there and make me proud, McKee. Love, Tyra.
Well, because Tyra never stepped in the same room as McKee ever again.
She had Twiggy levels of fear.
Oh my God.
So funny. All right. Samantha Potter. Instagram is at SamPotter20. After the show, she signed with LA Model Management, and she walked for designers individuals by AMFI, Evandelia, Ready to Fish, and also for Audie, I think in a different week, Amsterdam International Fashion Week 2009, as part of her prize from episode 10.
Yeah. Did you say Ready to Fish?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well.
By Ilya.
Okay.
Maybe I'm pronouncing that right. Appeared in that Big Bang Theory, and I got the episode title this time, The Panty Pinata Polarization.
No, thank you.
Her role was not speaking. She was in a music video for Mary Mary's God and Me, and she was the album cover for Beneath the Truth by the rock band Eyes of One. Interestingly...
Are these Christian bands?
Sounds good.
I hope so. I found something interesting. So you know that like Watch Mojo, Ms. Mojo, like top 10 videos?
Mm-hmm.
She was ranked 9th on their top 10 best America's Next Top Model makeovers.
What? No.
I disagree, but...
Hard disagree.
Before I go away from like her credits, she was on The Bold and the Beautiful as a character named Jackie M. Model.
That's beautiful.
Perfect. Wow. Here's some fun trivia. I found out at 18 years old, Samantha joins Cycle 1's Shannon and Cycle 10's Anya as the youngest contestants to compete in the final runway show.
Wow.
And they all came in second.
Yep.
Yep.
And she's the first contestant to win two challenges consecutively in the same episode. So that double-double was actually a big deal. I didn't watch all of it. You know, there's those Oliver Twixt interviews. Uh-huh. I will say this is the first one I dipped into because some folks told me that this was the one to watch. Samantha just does not care about giving away stuff. And also, at some point, someone else comes into the room that she is like having recording her in. Zoom interview. Yeah, recording in. And she just goes, shut that door. It's like she screams at them. And it is hilarious.
I
want to
hope it's a child.
It is hilarious. I loved it. She's gone back to having long brown hair, kind of the hair that she had before. But yeah, that one's kind of, you know, those are long interviews, but it's very fun that those exist. And apparently this is like, y'all weren't wrong. This was an interesting one. So go check that out. McKee's name was Brittany McKee Sullivan. Okay. Now she goes by McKee. She still goes by McKee and goes by McKee Alvey because she
is smart.
Yeah.
It's a good brand.
Yeah. And also because she met her husband, Sam Alvey, who's a mixed martial artist. Now her Instagram is MMA McKee.
Perfect.
Instagram bio, mom to 5 awesome kiddos.
Wife. Wait, is it MMA McKee or is it McKee?
I mean, it basically is. Wife to Sam Alvey, Cycle 11 winner of America's Next Top Model, MMA enthusiast, and BJJ practitioner. Her husband met in, it's a martial art.
Oh,
I don't remember what it stands for. In 2005, met her husband at the Bristol Renaissance Fair where he was working.
Hannah, we do it. Never been more proud of myself in my entire life.
Also never been more obvious of a like a hobby.
Yeah. Right. 2011, they got engaged, got married in 2013 at the Wilderness Hotel in Wisconsin Dells. Great. Mm. And have 5 children together. They also, she posts a lot of their 2 hairless cats. And she keeps her hair short, like on the show, but she changes that color all the time.
She likes that fun.
And it's so, no, I'm not saying it's criticism. That was something we saw in her growing up pictures, yep. And that has continued throughout her life. She might be the person most open to a makeover in America's Next Top Model history. I'm going to say this, though, and I don't mean this as a criticism necessarily. I think in terms of our top 2, these are the top 2 when looking up stuff about them had the least continued modeling. Mm-hmm. Because usually at least one of the 2 are still doing a lot of active modeling. Dani, Naima, and so on and so forth. But both the top 2, really, Annalie is the one that stayed kind of in the industry the most. And even that was more of an acting moment.
Yeah.
And then Marjorie did film. Like a lot of people kind of got out of modeling.
Alina did Pixar animation.
Wait. So this probably means that Sheena is our most successful model.
Yep.
From this cycle, which fills me with so much joy.
What a weird top 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I know there are a lot of people who don't necessarily like Sam all that much. And I kind of see why, because in terms of modeling, even though I think she had a lot of success, she's a really interesting runner up. Mm-hmm. She really didn't seem like the kind of person that should have made it quite that far.
Nope.
No, especially when she got the mall edit. Like that's usually the kiss of death on this show. And the fact that she got so far with mall energy.
big mall energy.
BME.
I love it.
I think McKee, it makes sense. I think Annalie probably should have won and would have won if she was in the top 2, but it makes sense to me that McKee wins. I think looking back on the season, like she grew consistently.
And in terms purely of face.
Oh my God.
She has an amazing photogenic, if I'm going to use the language of the show, model-esque face.
Yeah. I mean, she's not a bad winner. I think she is a little palate cleansing in terms of, I think there's very few people who don't think McHugh was a deserving winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not an exciting winner, but she's the winner we needed to rid ourselves of Whitney.
Yeah, the winner we needed, maybe not the one we deserved.
Annalee Tipton, real winner. Yeah,
right. There's a version of this cycle where the top two is Annalee Marjorie, honestly.
Potentially, if Twiggy were still on the judging panel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure, for sure. This, I will say, I think Cycle 11 for me was more fun to rewatch than Cycle 10.
our listeners agree.
And Cycle 9. This has been a more fun one to talk about. I feel like there's silly stuff to talk about, but we also got to have some more kind of important serious conversations too.
Yeah, it's a nice refresh for both the show and for our show.
And I think it's an interesting that two people from this cycle come back from All Stars, which is, I think, how might be the only cycle where that's true.
Well, what are we looking forward to for next cycle?
Yeah, I mean, this, we get Allison.
Allie Harvard. Mm-hmm. Celia's outfits.
Celia's outfits.
Yes, absolutely. And this, I think, will be the final cycle with Paulina. I'll be interested to see
if she hates,
if that changes some more attitudes.
Changes. How could she get even more hateful of being here? Paulina does not want to be here. She was contracted for three and she was ready to leave this season.
Maybe she stops speaking directly to Tyra at all.
I hope
she'll
so.
Only communicate through Miss J.
I remember some very less, some photo shoots that were a lot less about a good photo and more about a gimmick. Like, I remember there's a photo shoot where they have like an entire family and it's taken with a very old
on
style
Ellis
camera.
Ellis
yeah.
Island.
And, but they only get like three shots or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The light, one of the first shoots, I think it's the second
flipping,
shoot.
Lighting yourself.
Lighting bars. I'm also not excited for pregnant children.
Oh, their issue, like growing up too fast, playing children's games.
I'm so ready to be grossed out by that whole affair.
And this is real a silly thing to say, but I just remember their house having a lot of stairs, like being very stair forward, and also them chilling on the stairs all the time.
I am interested because I remember a lot of the cast not getting along and being a little at each other's throats all the time.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see my perceptions of how, you know, like every season, but this one in particular, I remember there being a clashing of personalities.
Yeah. Another kind of like this side of the house versus this side of the house.
Yeah.
Situation.
I remember being a huge fan, not shockingly, and very defensive of Allison. And I'm curious to see if it's not as bad as I remember or if it's worse.
I also feel like I was that, but for Celia. And I wonder if on a rewatch, Celia is going to come across as good as I remember, or I'm going to be like, oh, she had some bad takes.
I remember.
Too.
I mean, I remember the one moment where Celia speaks up and immediately regrets it. And I'm interested to rewatch that moment.
I'm also, and this is a little bit more of a, unfortunately, I don't think it's super well. I'm interested to see their treatment of Talia, mm-hmm. you know, who, if yeah. you don't remember, comes in and has some, like, I don't know the proper term, like some scars from some burning
yeah.
and some stuff that happened. And that's kind of part of, you know, you're still beautiful and can still model with that as well. And it, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's kind of a good message, but I wonder how Top Model treats it.
Probably not well.
I don't have high hopes for that.
Yeah, probably a little clunky.
But if you have high hopes for our podcast, you should rate, review, and subscribe. We love hearing your hot takes, your iced tea. You can reach out to us at podleadum.com. You can either send us an email. You can send something to our P.O. box. You can also always support us. I find it funny. We'll sometimes get messages like, how can we support you? And I'm like, here's how you can support us. Go to anchor.fm/podleadum. Hit that link in that description. Smash the like and subscribe.
Just all y'all who like have listened to every episode, have listened to every episode multiple times. It's just such a light for us and having this dialogue with you, with each other. It's the best.
Also be on the lookout next week. We are going to have our mailbag episode. So that's fun. It's already been recorded.
Yeah. A little break between cycle 11 and cycle 12. We're going to have this mailbag episode, which has just a lot of amazing discussion topics. And I'll be honest, y'all, this is kind of one of my favorite for us, the three of us, to record.
It was
like,
it was
honestly, fun. It was really fun. And that's all thanks to our fans giving us such great ideas.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on Twitter at JW Crump.
And be sure to use the hashtag PodLeadem so we can see it. And it'll probably get Anne Choquette to follow you because she's been on a spree recently following PodLeadem fans. For PodLeadem, I've been Alexander Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
PodLeadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.